Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Floorscapes meeting in Orlando, Florida, and I'm here with Mary Ann Adams, who's president and CEO with Avalon in New Jersey. Mary Ann, how are you doing?
Hi, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm great. Good to be with you. Just for a background, some people may not remember, Avalon is well-known, one of the leading retailers in the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware area with 14 stores. You've taken the leadership after John Millar passed away. How many years ago was that?
We are coming up on 5 years this March that John has passed away.
Yeah. But you were with the company for how many years working with John?
Today is my 25th anniversary with the company.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. All right. So let me just ask you about business conditions. How's your business?
Business has been very good this year. We had a really nice spring, and then we went into our fall, which was looking good. Of course, as you know, we were hit by Hurricane Sandy. One of our stores is located in Ocean City, and we did have damage to that store. We have had the store closed for the last 4.5 weeks. We are currently fitting it out, and we hope to have that store up and running this week, this upcoming week.
And your outlook for 2013, I'm sure you've already done your business plan. What is your expectations?
We think that we're going to be up approximately 10 to 12%. As I said, we had a very good year. We can see the business conditions improving, and hopefully that we will see that continuing. We think that there is going to be a lot of replacement business in our immediate area because of the hurricane.
So Sandy, you think will be good for your business?
I hate to say that, but yeah, I do think that there will be a lot of business out there.
Many people who know Avalon know that you're well known for the amount of time. I mean, you have a lot of people that work for you. You spend a lot of effort on training. I think that's probably part of what gives you your edge. Are you still maintaining that focus?
Absolutely. It's top priority with our company. We have 285 employees, and we continue to spend time training, sales training, product training, management training, all levels throughout the company with our employees.
Again, as I said, we're down in Orlando at the Mohawk meeting. You've been here now for a little over a day, and you've gotten a chance to look around. You've seen the new products, the new programs. What piques your interest?
Very interested in what Mohawk's direction is with the Floorscapes program. I think I want to call it, they're going to reset the program, and they've done a fantastic job. And I think they're really focusing on how the customer shops and how the customer makes selections. So that's going to be good for our showrooms. I think they've done an outstanding job with that. And also on the Karastan side, they've done a great job with their merchandising and the new displays that they've come out with.
Do you like the way they're positioning the three different yarn types on the soft side?
I do like that. I think soft is the way that the business is going to go, and I think that Mohawk has done an outstanding job on the smart strand side and now on the nylon side, and we are very interested in those products.
Out of your 14 stores, how many are Floorscapes?
All 14 are Floorscapes.
Okay. So they're talking about resets here. Will you be, as a result of some of these decisions, making some layout changes in the way your stores are laid out?
We will be actively involved in the layout, and we currently reset our stores at least once a year, and we will be very involved in those layouts with Mohawk.
As far as the programs they've got, they're talking a lot about managing your reputation on the internet, and there's several other programs they have. Anything there that's of interest?
Well, we spent all day today meeting with product managers, and tomorrow that's going to be our focus, but we are very interested in those programs. Anything regarding media, Facebook, we definitely are interested in staying up with those.
You know, obviously an account of your size, you have many options out there. You're very loyal to Mohawk. What is it you like about the Mohawk program that makes you put most of your focus in their area?
It's relationships, and we have always been the type of company that when we partner with a vendor and a manufacturer, we are committed to that program. We are not about just getting everyone's displays and putting them on the floor and having everything possible in our showrooms. So it's about a commitment to a partnership and to the manufacturer, and we do have that with Mohawk.
Okay, great, Mary Ann. Thanks for spending time with me again. We've been talking to Mary Ann Adams, President and CEO of Avalon. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.